Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the September 18th meeting of your Ferndale City Council. I'd like to invite you all to rise for the salute of our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated. We shall now have, I think, roll call. My city clerk.
Council members are
here.
Councilmember Hanson.
Here.
Councilmember Olson.
Here.
Councilmember Taylor.
Here.
Councilmember Watson.
Here.
Councilmember Birch.
Here.
Councilmember Kennedy.
Here.
Everybody is here. We now move on to public comment. You are invited to come up if you wish to speak on anything that's not on the agenda tonight. We always bring copies of the agenda, so if your item is something we're going to cover later, might you wait till then, but if something's not on the agenda, you come up. We can give you 3 minutes, and all you got to do is tell us your name. Do I have any takers this evening? You get extra credit. Come on up. Tell us who you are, where you're from, and what you want.
My name is Sarah Fassett. I'm a new member of the Parks Board, Parks Advisory Board. And I understand that the thing has been moved to a couple weeks from now. But just wanted to say from a public perspective or from a just a person not on the Parks Advisory Board at all, when they first came out with these plans for the summer programs that they did to involve the community, all these little contests and fun things to do, I shared it every time. Loved watching families that I know get involved in it. Loved watching it come to fruition and be a really wonderful part of our community. So I'm hoping that as you guys consider that in the Parks Advisory Board and the things we're asking for, you consider the great things that it does to bring this community together.
Great. Thank you very much. Thank you for coming up. Anyone else wishes to speak with your city council? We will now close the public comment. We now go to what's called the consent agenda. And city council, what is your wish tonight?
Motion to approve consent.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Seconded by Councilmember Birch to adopt the consent agenda. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay, and the agenda has been adopted. Going on to item C, presentation of our world champion Cal Ripken 12 and under baseball team. I have a little speech here, which is what mayors do. Ferndale is a great small town, and as such, I always think that our athletes, especially our student athletes, are the best of the best. Well, this year they proved it to the rest of the world. Our Ferndale 12 and under baseball team finished an incredible season and clinched the world championship in Clemens, North Carolina, with a 35-2 record. We're so proud of our team that held themselves to the highest standards of sportsmanship and represented the city of Ferndale well on and off the field. And I might note as an aside, an email I received from a family of the other team. Watching your sportsmanship and your attitudes and the way you played, they were impressed with you, not just on the baseball field, but off the baseball field. A big part of your success, their success, is the leadership of our own Lieutenant Bill Hatchett, one of our own police lieutenants, who served as head coach for this fine team of athletes. I know Coach Hatchett's experience as a coach personally, as he coached my son a number of years ago on one of these teams. Not surprised at his capacity to bring about champions. So we have some certificates for you guys. I want to invite the whole team to come up front. Now, I know you guys won sometime back a few weeks ago, but I'm still celebrating the 2014 Super Bowl, so this is totally okay. So what I'd like to do is read your names and hand you each a certificate. You get to shake your hand and congratulate you one more time. Okay? I have a feeling that this just swing is going to want. Landon Hatchett, come on up here. Congratulations.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank
you. Oh, I like this next one. Isaiah Carlson, I teased him one time that I don't take any credit for your baseball skills, but when you point out middle C on the piano, I do take credit for that. Congratulations, Mr. Carlson. Connor, is it Walker? Am I close there? Connor, congratulations.
Thank you.
There you go. Mr. Hunter Jones, where are you? There you go. Here's your certificate.
Thank you.
Andrew James is next.
He's out hunting.
He's out on two sports. There you go. Mr. Tipton Bundy.
He's playing football.
Football, there we go. Giovanni Contreras. Congratulations, Giovanni. There you go. Jordan Mason. Congratulations.
Thank you. Well done.
Dylan Strom. Way to go, sir. Get that disconnected. There we go. Jacob Mason. Well done, Jacob.
Thank you
for doing such a good job. Lane Ustra. Is that pretty close?
Ustra.
Ustra. That's a lot of O's. That's why it's Ustra. Two O's. Congratulations, sir. Sean Morrison's next. What happened to you, sir?
Broke my collarbone.
Oh, why not? After the season was over on whole three. Congratulations. We have Coach B. Ustra. Coach, well done, sir. Thank you very much. And then Coach Hank Schwartz. Mr. Schwartz, thank you for doing this. Mm-hmm. And last but not least, member of the City Hall family here, Coach and Lieutenant Villahatchet. Thank you so much, Mayor. A few words from you, I hope.
A few words.
Yes,
we want to thank the city for having us out today. What this group accomplished is no small feat. It's never been done before here in these parts. So rarely even from the state, but from a town our size and from this group of kids to come together the way they did. We're all proud of them, and we just want to thank the city for honoring them. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. You are welcome to stay with the rest of the exciting meeting here, but if you need to leave, we have
to stay. Unless you have to stay.
Now I know why they're there. I took some shots, and so did Fred, so maybe we.
I did too.
Yeah, we'll see if, because it was hard to get the ones on that side. So.
Get a new council chamber.
It'll be live with video. Little drone.
It'll be part of the design process.
Obviously. Don't mention my name.
Okay, folks, heading down the list here. Very short agenda. Capital Projects update. We have with us here. Here she is. Katie Ratter.
I always have to go after all the.
After the fun stuff.
It's like trying to talk after Chief Knapp or. Yeah. Anyway, good evening. My name is Katie Ratter. I'm the Public Works Project Manager. I've got just a couple little updates for you here. We'll start off with 3rd Avenue. Folks have been wondering what's going on there, and work's been slow or non-existent recently, mostly because of the contaminated soil that we encountered, and so we were working out some change orders. We've got our materials sorted out. Just got off the phone maybe 20 minutes ago with the engineer and geotest, and we've got some materials that are approved, and we're ready to start back up construction tomorrow, so you'll see the contractor back out there. I'm anticipating that the rest of the work should go fairly quickly. It should be done in the next few weeks, I would think, so as long as the weather holds out. Next on my list is the Gateway Storm System, and that project, not much to update there. We're still waiting on permits. We do have our materials that we did order ahead of time. There's some giant 60-inch pipe and a giant flapper valve that's been delivered down to the wastewater treatment plant awaiting those approvals, so we can go ahead and get going on that. And the contractor's ready to go. We just, like I said, we need authorization to do that work. Next on the list is our Washington Street project, and that's from Main to Vista. We've been working with the various utilities so they can get their plans underway to relocate their facilities, so their stuff isn't going to be in the way of our stuff when we go to construction next year. PSE is currently working out some easements with the adjacent property owners that they need. I think they're on track to start their pole move first part of October. So that work will be getting underway, and then the rest of the utilities will follow. Finally on my list, I guess, is the Thornton Road sewer project. We bid that last Wednesday. That's for about 4,000 feet of 18 and 15-inch sanitary sewer pipe from basically Malloy down Thornton under the railroad tracks, heading south along I-5, and then it'll dump in there at the roundabout. So we've gotten pretty good responses from potential bidders. I think our bidder list is up to like 7 or 8 of most of the really good local contractors that do that sort of work. We've got a pre-bid meeting scheduled next week, and then the bid opening is scheduled for September 28th. Pretty much the other things that are kind of under design, the Cherry Street sidewalk, that work should be ready to be bid in the spring. And then the Portaway roundabout, the mini roundabout, still under consideration by WashDOT. So that project's kind of hanging out there waiting for WashDOT to respond. So that's all I had.
Questions from City Council? Katie Ratter. Mm-hmm. Councilmember Hanson.
The Labouty sewer outflow, the stormwater outflow, you're waiting on permits?
Yes.
Is that the wait that you anticipated, or are the permits taking longer than you expected?
It's very hard to say because you're dealing with the Army Corps of Engineers and that. And so we had anticipated that we were going to get permits around this time. The issue was about 2 to 3 weeks ago, the number of people reviewing those permits was dropped in half. And so the guy that's reviewing the permit is pretty well swamped. So we're exerting as much pressure as we think we can without it having a negative impact on our chances of getting the permit.
We have a pretty tight window to do that work, yes.
We do have a very tight window. So, you know, as long as the river stays down, I think we can work with fisheries to do that water work that would be right adjacent to the Nooksack River. Get out of the ordinary high water mark, and then we're going to be pretty well fine. But it's just that initial work that we need to get done before the river rises.
Good question.
Save ourselves some money.
More questions from council? Thank you, Katie.
All right, thank you.
Project manager. In the future, at this time, we're probably going to have either Mr. Burnett or Ms. Miller give us updates on housing to build, things like that. Kind of, you guys are always kind of warning what's going on here. You see a permit application out there, you see somebody digging up some dirt. So we're going to try to kind of incorporate those types of things at the same time in the meeting. So probably the next council meeting we'll see something a little different there. Moving on to item E, ordinance adopting franchise agreement code section. Mr. Burnett, see if you can make this exciting.
I think the mayor outranks you there.
Public Works Director told me to make it quick.
Exciting input.
We think that this draft chapter will dramatically change our interactions with private utilities and quasi-public utilities. You've seen it a couple of times, and if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Excellent.
That's like a new question from council. You've had this before, you at least a couple of committee meetings and packages.
What's got going on here?
Nope.
Staff has worked very hard on this for a long time. Councilmember Kennedy.
Yeah, thank you. I took a quick read through this, and my question for you, Yori, is what is the benefit to the city, and how are we reducing risk by having the franchise agreements in place with some of the major utility providers?
Well, I'll go first, and since there's a question, I don't need to be as short, and then probably the Public Works Director and Clerk can add on. I think that it benefits the city because the city is taking the first crack at what we expect to see, rather than allowing the utilities to come in and tell us what we ought to be concerned with. So that's a big thing. I think that it will reduce our risk further, where we're going to have increased consistency between the different franchise agreements, where we're not going to have different rules for this utility because they came in now versus that utility because they came in later.
Yeah. And I'd say just from, you know, a public work standpoint, the interaction that we have with the utility companies is quite often in the relocation of utilities when projects go forward. And I think that, you know, Katie talking about the Washington Street project and that the utility companies are going out, we're going to have PSEs going to relocate their poles. The reason that that project wasn't completed this summer was because of conflicts with the utility companies and their inability to get their utilities relocated within the time frame that fit our project. So establishing a code section that lays out stricter parameters for which they have timelines for relocating their utilities puts us in a better position to exert leverage on them, and then gets consistency from one utility to the next with those requirements as we get each one of the new franchises wrapped up underneath this new code section.
And just one more question. Thank you for using the word when they're relocating. Because my other question is, are we trying to go backwards on existing utilities and put this in, or are we going to only take it from when they relocate new?
We have expired franchise agreements with just about everybody.
Yeah, I think that's going to say zero except for
then you're in a good place.
Yeah. So, Wave Broadband being the we've recently been contacted by PSE to deal with theirs already existing in the hopper was Comcast and Verizon. The Frontier is expired as well. So as we get those franchise agreements put in place in the context of the new code, they will be complying with this going forward.
Very good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Council Member. Councilor Olson.
I'd like to move AB 1709002 for approval.
Been moved by Councilmember Olson.
Second.
And seconded by Councilmember Taylor. We're good.
Sorry.
To adopt the staff recommendation and the ordinance. More discussion from the City Council. Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay, and the ordinance has passed. Well done, Mr. Burnett.
Thank you,
Council. Going on to the next agenda item, the pizza annex. It's kind of fun, kind of the fun item of the evening. We as council members, elected officials, and staff as well have lamented at times buildings that are closed downtown, shops that aren't producing anything, businesses aren't generating any revenue or vitality on the downtown core. In fact, Mr. Burnett reached out to me and to our previous mayor to approach the landlord of one building to see if we could help him out in some way. We want to see vitality downtown. But we have our own building that's not doing a whole lot right now, as you all know. We call it the Pizza Annex. Most of you know the history. This is mostly for guests in the room today. City purchased that building and that property, I think, a dozen or 10 years ago, mostly for the land. We had considered different uses of that building, perhaps part of our city government. We thought we'd move Yori Burnett out there so he can work quietly by himself, but he didn't like the idea. We liked the idea of the City Hall being close together. We considered that as a possible council chambers location. We've used it for the holiday giving store. We even considered it as a temporary library in between the library situation. Lots of things have gone on there. We're kind of at a point of running out of ideas. We recently started talking about repurposing it for what it has been used for a couple of decades at least, a restaurant. But to do that meant a lot of renovations and upkeep and repairs. The amount was about, we estimated, could be up to $625,000 worth of repairs. That simply doesn't pencil out well to rent, have somebody rent that out at current market rentals for the property. I think I penciled it out one day that if we were to debt service that for 10 years, it would be about $80,000 a year in debt service, and we might get $25,000, maybe $30,000 a year, typical rent on a piece of property like that. It's an interesting asset because we could tear it down. We've thought about that. We could certainly do that. But we end up with a hole in the ground that we have to fill in, and we have to put something on top of it, which would probably be at the most 6 or 7 parking spots, and that'll probably be $150,000 worth of parking that we really don't need. If the building comes down, you can't rebuild it because it's in a unique place in the city called the 100-year floodplain. For those in the audience, what that means is we can take care of things, but it's very difficult to rebuild. You have to build higher than the floodplain, which for that building would be another 8 feet taller. So an idea we have is to try to repurpose it again as a business, likely as a restaurant, because that's what it's been before. The benefits being that it's already grandfathered the impacts of a restaurant. It has plenty of parking, and the traffic impacts already be covered. There has been some interest from some restaurants in doing that. Again, the choice is, does the city pay for the repairs and then hope to get its costs back over time? Or the alternative is to let the rentor, the leaser, pay for those improvements. And there may be some interest in that. Administration is looking for council's approval to start negotiating
start advertising and start negotiating to see if we can bring to you a satisfactory contract in order to repurpose that building, bringing it up to current code standards and safety standards, and get a business in there at least over, say, perhaps 10 years. You might have a number of questions about that. I certainly have over time. Some people think, well, if we do that, we can't use that piece of property. Well, that would be true, but I am uncertain that's a buildable site in the future anyway for anything new other than parking. So you have a suggested ordinance, or excuse me, resolution in front of you there. Council, have any questions, or what would be your pleasure? Councilmember Watson.
So what's your advertising budget, and which fund is the money going to come out of?
We're not going to spend any money on advertising. We'll just use our normal
just going to stick it on Facebook and Craigslist?
On the city webpage.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can get a pretty good bang for your buck.
Okay. If we spend any, it'll be minimal.
Okay.
Councilmember Hansen.
I move that we accept Agenda Bill 1709-003.
Second.
Who got the second?
Watson.
Moved by Councilmember Hansen, seconded by Councilmember Watson for city to begin advertising and negotiation. Any more discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. And the agenda bill has passed. And man, I thought 7 o'clock, it's going to be a lot faster than that. Moving on to mayor comments. I have none. Council reports and comments, please. Councilmember Watson.
Community meal this Saturday from 10 to noon at United Church. Today, it's going to be spaghetti for Saturday.
And if you haven't been, that is a lot of fun.
It is.
And I appreciate your service and commitment to that. It's gone very, very, very well for a long time. It was an old piano family that started that thing up, the Reed family. And she has since passed away, but it still goes on and on and on. Other reports from City Council? Seeing none.
What?
Going on to staff. Our Community Development Director, Mr. Burnett.
Good evening, Council. Again, I have two. One of them, the mayor referenced the fact that we're going to be doing presentations, updates on development projects. We'll remind you then, I'll remind you now, that we get a lot of potential people kicking the tires. Most of them don't end up materializing, or it turns out that this person is also representing this person, so the same project shows up three times. So what we're going to be showing you will be a whole bunch of projects. It doesn't mean that they're all going to be built in 2018. But what we're going to be showing you is that the trend lines are going towards more development still coming on.
Can so we limit it to those who have at least written at least one check to us? Maybe we could sift it that way.
We could see about doing it that way.
Well, see, one check.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Minnett. The other one?
That hasn't bounced.
That's really good, yeah.
The other one was we are going to be sending out a mailer probably later this week to all of the property owners within the floodplain. We're going to be reminding them that it has flooded in Ferndale and that it will flood again, and to let them know of their responsibilities, the responsibilities of lending institutions and realtors to inform folks if they are in the floodplain, and driving them to our website so that they can be prepared for not only what to do when it's not flooding, but what to do when it is flooding. And we're also educating our new staff as far as what protocols they need to use for development. And of course, on the other side of the coin is what do we do when it's actually flooding, and that's much more of a public works side of things.
Well, sir,
how many residences are within the plan?
Residences, gosh,
what,
off the top.
A year, I guess, would be the most common floodplain.
In the most common floodplain, we have approximately two properties that are considered a recurring loss, residential properties.
Vanderyacht Park?
Close to Vanderyacht Park. That's not necessarily indicative of which ones have sustained damage, just which ones have reported it, have filed a claim. The floods that we've seen over the past 30 years are more the 25 flood event, so we would be seeing the volumes being at least double, maybe three times what we've seen as far as the flood in a 100-year flood. And that's what we're wanting to remind folks of. It's not that you haven't witnessed it. It's not that your father or grandpa or grandma didn't witness it. The 100-year flood, if it comes, is going to be as impactful as what we've seen in many ways in the Caribbean, if it were to come. So there are steps we can take. There you go. In theory, floodwaters would be covering that entire area shown. Impossible to model it accurately. A lot of it depends on when and where the levees are breached, and sometimes that might even be an intentional breaching in order to save other areas. So it's really dynamic during a flood, and so trying to get us as prepared as possible.
Thank you for doing that, everybody. Ms. Wilson.
I was thinking what the mayor just said, and I'd like to reiterate that, too. Maybe we don't want to hear all the rumors. We want to hear the things that are somewhat concrete. That you know, every little inquiry would be kind of a waste of time.
And we do have a map that we're going to pare down to show it. The difficult thing, of course, and something that we run into all the time, is let's say that we have a local company that has let it be known that they are going to need to expand, and they'd rather expand in Ferndale first. You will then get property owners who are willing to come in and spend possibly $1,000, you know, or more to submit for a site plan review, where possibly all three of those are in competition for the same project. Mm-hmm. We can't treat any one of them differently. And which is sometimes it's sometimes a frustration for staff, though, where we say, gosh, you know, we know only one of these three, possibly none of the three, are going to get selected. So we know this one has less warts on it. It's not in the floodplain. It's not in the shoreline. But we need to treat them all the same. And so that's where you'll see a little bit of the artificial expansion of what are the actual viable ones, because we don't know exactly which ones there are.
That's understood. I was thinking more like our Carl's Jr. that was going to show up, and then it didn't, and that's devastating.
I know it is.
Late at night.
We were intentionally not going to reference Carl's Jr. because we don't want tears or anger.
Thanks.
To wait for that taco time, too.
Mr. Renette, is that good for you?
That's...
We're trying to break records here.
All right.
Public Works, Mr. Rounds. Finance.
Nothing.
Mr. Sweeney. Nothing. Are you sure?
We have
something about the.
This is a banner evening.
We're good?
We're good.
Okay. City Clerk.
Okay.
Chief of Police. Now, I would say, I think this is the shortest meeting I've ever been part of. And I'm trying to think, what is about this room that's different than usual? I'm trying to. There's something different about this group.
Hmm.
Actually, what it is. Greg.
Is that what it is? We are missing Mr.
Greg Short.
Mr. Brevity Greg Young there. So I would be looking for a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. Second.
Second to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Everybody have a great evening tonight.